Beyond Blindness. BWA serving its members for over 80 years. Magazine for members of BB. Spring 2020. Administration and Member Services, 1 Cameron Avenue, Gill Plains. Postal Address, P.O. Box 163 Greyacres S. 5086. Telephone, 8367-6088. Fax, 8369-0063. Email, info@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, www.bayodblindness.org.au. Welcome to the spring edition of the Beyond Blindness magazine. What a strange year it has been so far. We do seem to be fitting into the new normal way of doing things for now, and who knows, given time we may be able to get back to doing things the way we used to. The footy finals will be upon us again soon too. For some it is very exciting and for others not so much, but it is only a game after all. Good luck to the team who makes it to the grand final and wins. Below you will be able to keep up to date with what is happening with the association. Board report. Hello members, I trust that you are all keeping well, and for those who have returned to activities, welcome back. Fast approaching is the annual general meeting in October, where we will, as mentioned in the last newsletter, adopt an updated constitution in line with modern procedures and compliance with the Australian Charities and Non-For-Profit Commission Act. The draft constitution will be sent out with the AGM second notice, and a legal representative will be in attendance on the day to explain the need and changes made. The organisation finished 2019 to 2020 financial year in a very good position, and I would like to thank Jim and the team for living within budget and reducing administration costs whilst responding to COVID-19 restrictions. The board is very happy with our service/admi ratio, which fits well within sector benchmarks. I look forward to catching up with you at the AGM. Stay safe and enjoy life. Tony Starkey, President. Manager's Report. The end of the financial year passed with Beyond Blindness again finishing in a strong financial position, and our Board of Management approving the new budget flat or 2020 to 2021. We will continue to redirect efficiencies made in administration to member services and broaden our coverage across metropolitan Adelaide and begin to support regional groups. It is great to see programs are returning to some degree of normality, and while we are still working within COVID guidelines, members are now at least meeting face-to-face again. Our great volunteers and staff have stepped up to undertake COVID safety and martial training, and during the lockdown we were able to keep social programs going using telephone conference calls and social media. Learning from our conference call experience, the next Beyond Blindness program will include a new conference call/Zoom catch-up on Fridays for members who are isolated or missed activities due to poor health. We are also looking to include a Zoom component to the Tech Corner groups, again helping members unable to attend in person. Our small jobs program has resumed within COVID guidelines, and in addition to the normal maintenance, we have found new volunteers to help with some social visits and telephone chats. Metro-wide, the small jobs program has provided help for members with friendly, practical support, and more of our isolated members are able to catch up on our local pub lunch days. In the south, we have been in discussion with groups based at Victor Harbour to see how Beyond Blindness can help support them. We will be looking to contact other regional blindness groups in the new year to see how we can support the valuable work they do. Again, I would like to thank my wonderful team of staff and volunteers at Beyond Blindness for their outstanding help and understanding during this time, and I wish all our members good health and well-being during this pandemic. Jim Colligan, Manager. Member Services. Beyond Blindness is back delivering services after closing the office in March due to the COVID-19 emergency. During the lockdown period, services were not operating and staff were working from home, contacting our members to check their well-being and to assist them to solve any arising problems, due to restricted social opportunities and community contact rules. During this period, staff also conducted phone conferences with small groups of members, who wish to continue to catch up with each other regularly. Before resuming any services, Beyond Blindness staff and volunteers all underwent COVID-19 hygiene and safety training, and the organisation keeps up to date with Health Department directives, which have resulted in protocols and processes being put in place to ensure best efforts for keeping everyone well. Volunteers also attended a return to services meeting, where they were advised of all the new procedures related to social distancing and required hygiene practices. We are now providing daily activities of shorter duration and with reduced numbers of members attending. If you are interested in attending any activities, please contact us to receive a current program and let us know in advance which ones you are interested in, as places fill quickly. We are also continuing to expand our services beyond the eastern suburbs by offering monthly pub lunches in other metropolitan regions and hope to be expanding to provide group social services in the northern region soon. So if you, or someone you know, has an interest in meeting socially, or being involved in a particular kind of group activity, please let myself or Deidre know and we will do our best to connect you with other like-minded people in your area. South Australia has an outstanding record in managing the pandemic so far, and we are hopeful the solutions for the future health and safety of the community will become easily accessible and widely available soon. Please remember that if you are expecting to attend an activity, or to receive volunteer assistance, you must advise us if you are feeling unwell, or have been in contact with someone who is isolating or in quarantine. We strongly encourage anyone with flu-like symptoms to contact their medical professional. Meanwhile, we look forward to more members being able to access the social connections we offer and to a speedy end to any restrictions. All the best. Deborah, MSO. Southern Services Coordinator. As I write this for the spring edition, it still feels very wintry, so the promise of some coming warmth seems very alluring. The past few months have indeed been a time that many have had to find ways to keep the home fires burning. In the south, easing of restrictions has seen programs begin once again, which has been very welcome. Small groups ventured out for lunches in July, providing an opportunity for members to meet for the first time in many months, enjoy a meal, time together and a few important laughs. To date, all groups have now recommenced, including the Southern Social Group, Conversation Corner and Men's Lunch, which have been very well attended and enjoyed by those who attended. Volunteers are also providing one-on-one assistance in some circumstances. Changes to bus availability in the south has meant monthly southern outings will be supported by volunteer drivers for the remainder of the year, and the original program will be discussed with members and volunteers over the coming months. Special thanks goes to those members and volunteers who kept the networks active over those challenging months by making calls and checking in with others to ensure members not only had the essentials needed but also a friendly voice at the end of the phone. It has been very heartwarming to realize that the social connections beyond blindness are able to contribute to, does indeed make a big difference in the lives of so many. The year has been living proof that you can indeed rely on change. One such change impacting beyond blindness has been the restructuring of some RSB services, which recently saw the closure of the Victor Harbour office in the south and changes to the Orlugger office. This raised concerns for members in the Victor Harbour and surrounding areas as to the future continuation of several well-established groups. In order to address this issue, a meeting was called and was attended by local Beyond Blindness members. Following discussions, a plan of action was formed to ensure that the groups would be supported to continue coming in under the Beyond Blindness banner whilst operating largely autonomously. Thanks to those members who have taken on contact roles and the volunteers who have also come into the fold to provide support to members. Monthly groups now operating in this area include a community group, Talking Book Club, Coffee and Chat, in conjunction with See With Me, and the monthly men's group. If you would like more information about what is on offer and how to link in, please contact me for details or visit the Beyond Blindness website. At this stage, the planned annual Christmas lunch will go ahead on Tuesday, the 8th of December, so please mark this one in your diary. Wishing you all well. Tracy. Jill Plains Activities Program. Alternating Mondays. Cafe and Walking Group, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Center Lunch and Games, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Alternating Tuesdays. Singing Group and Band, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Golf Club, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Alternating Wednesdays. Yarn Earth, Yarn Craft and Chat, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Bingo, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. alternating Thursdays. Lunch outing, 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Cafe and walking group, 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Fridays, outer suburbs lunch, northern, southern, western and eastern. All Beyond Blindness activities incur a $3 attendance fee. Transport is offered within a 10 kilometers radius from the Gilles Plains office for activities held on Monday to Thursday. Friday outer suburb lunches will also have transport provided where possible. Venues vary for outings to suit the time of year and members. New in fourth term. Starting in term 4, the 12th of October, Beyond Blindness will have group chat phone calls for members who have trouble getting out. Members will be able to chat with other members with up to 5 in a group. We will also have a new Tech Zoom group for our Tech Savvy members. Please call the office on 836-760-88 or email chvi@beyondblindness.org.au for any details regarding the activities program such as dates and venues or to register interest and suggestions. Just a heads up that this year's Christmas lunch at Gilles Plains will be held on Thursday the 10th of December. More details to follow. Trudy Social Centre Coordinator. Travel Club. Who could have predicted that we would have only gone on one outing so far this year? Hope you are all keeping safe and well. We will be taking all the necessary precautions to keep our members safe and have revised the program to only include short trips. This may be subject to further changes due to revised COVID regulations. The 12th of September. Gully Gardens Dried Fruit Agasto. The Clubhouse Tanunda. The 10th of October. Beyond Blindness Social Centre Gilles Plains for the Travel Club AGM. Hampstead Hotel Colliswood. The 14th of November. Vedulis Garden Centre Evanston. Williston Hotel. The 12th of December. Kenton Valley Cherries. Bloomberg Hotel Birdwood. The Beyond Blindness hot weather policy will be strictly adhered to. In the event the temperature forecast is for 36 degrees or above on the previous night 6 p.m. news, the trip will be cancelled. There will be no further notification. Bookings for the outings close on the Tuesday prior to the date of the trip. If you are unable to attend, please let Catherine Botcher know as soon as possible. To qualify for the outings, you must be a member, associate member or volunteer of Beyond Blindness. For further information please contact Catherine Botcher on 83951005 or the Beyond Blindness office between 8.30 a.m. to 4.30 p.m. Frank Colombardi. Secretary Travel Club. Oaks Liberty Apartment. Whether it's just an overnighter or for a week, many members have enjoyed a break in our Oaks Liberty Towers apartment in Glielg and I am sure you will too. The fully self-contained apartment is the perfect place to relax and unwind and I still have some vacancies for the remainder of this year so give me a call to discuss availability. A 3-night stay will cost $120 with extra nights costing $80 per night. Members can stay in the apartment for a total of 7 nights per year and to ensure fairness for all members, a stay during a peak period such as Easter, Christmas or New Year's Eve, is only allowed once. Give me a call me on 836-760-88 for all your reservation inquiries. Deidre Gavroz. Administration Coordinator. New product. Have you heard of the Coex Videophone? The Coex Videophone is the world's simplest phone, with a 15-inch screen designed specifically for the elderly and is great for those with a vision impairment. The Coex Videophone is ideal for those who struggle to use the telephone, or who are unable to use modern technology for any reason, poor eyesight or hearing, wobbly hand movements, immobility, or cognitive issues such as dementia. The Videophone enables customers to take part in the digital communication age, without needing to understand fiddly, complicated devices. It helps retain independence, reduces social isolation, and increased visual contact with loved ones. It enables face-to-face contact with family and friends through the simplest interface possible, one touch to dial. It requires no computer skills whatsoever. There are no menus, no passwords, no fancy options. If you would like further information, please contact the office. Joke Corner. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. I went to the zoo the other day and there was only one dog in it. It was a Shih Tzu. Editor's comment. I hope you enjoyed this edition of your Beyond Blindness newsletter. If you would like to make a contribution to our December edition, please forward it on to the Beyond Blindness office or call 836-76088. Email, info@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, www.bayodblindness.org.au.